beginning principle number 9, which is awareness. So awareness in Hebrew, this principle is called the principle of Hakarat Hara, which would mean becoming aware of our ego, becoming aware of our desire to receive, becoming aware of our self-centeredness. The principle is going to discuss how it's only through becoming aware of our desire to receive and our self-centeredness and our lack of belief in God that we will be able to come to the place of actually giving and loving and transcending our self-centeredness and attaining belief in God. You can read here, it starts on page 24. When we want to connect to God and begin to work on ourselves spiritually in a real way, we begin to see how far we are from having emunah and truly giving. We become aware of our lack of belief in God and realize that we are not living with awareness that we are in the presence of God. We see that our ego completely refuses to humble itself to the reality of God. We also begin to see how far we are from truly loving others and become aware of how self-centered we actually are. It says here that when we begin to work on ourselves spiritually in a real way, so the meaning here is that when we start to become interested in attaining a state of pure giving and attaining belief in God, when we start to do the work that we discussed in the last section, we start to want to develop our giving and develop our believing. That's what it means here, that we start to work in our spirituality in a real way. Because if all of our spiritual work, our spiritual practice, isn't rooted in trying to reach a place of truly giving or a place of believing, so then our spiritual work is still rooted in only wanting to serve ourselves. And we've been learning how our whole transformation is about transcending only loving ourselves and reaching a place of loving beyond ourselves. So the moment that we start to become actually interested in this whole realm of wanting to reach a place of giving, place of loving that's beyond our self-interests, reach a place of believing, going beyond what we could understand, trying to connect with our divine source, trying to be in a state of divine service, trying to work towards being in a place of giving love and not only receiving love. That's what it means here, that we've begun to try to work on our spirituality in a real way. So it says here that when we start to actually do that, then we start to become aware of how much what we're doing is rooted in our own self-interest and how much we don't believe in God. It's saying here that that's a very good thing, because it's the extent to which we start to become aware that we're not yet able to truly give out of love, and we're not yet able to deeply believe in God. So feeling that lack is what's going to allow us to be able to transcend that and reach a place of purely giving and truly believing. So to go on, the second paragraph, it says, the more we work to overcome our self-centeredness, the more we become aware of our desire to receive and come to realize the extent to which we are concerned only for ourselves. This awareness, although very painful, is extremely important. Awareness of our selfishness and the sorrow that realization brings are what allow for our inner transformation. Feeling our enslavement enables us to be redeemed. If a person thinks that, oh, everything I'm giving is purely giving out of love, that's why I give, and a person thinks, oh, I believe in God, and that's it, so that person can't be brought beyond whatever level of giving they're on or whatever level of belief they have. And unless a person's reached a very high spiritual level, our giving isn't yet in the place of truly giving out of love purely or truly believing in God. So the first step is becoming aware of our lack of ability to truly give and our lack of belief. This principle is encoded in the teaching of the sages that redemption did not come until Israel descended to the lowest level. So we've discussed how the whole Torah is not just the simple reading, but that the whole Torah is written in a coded language and is describing very deep details of our inner spiritual transformation. So on the simple reading of the Torah, we have the nation of Israel being enslaved and then coming out of slavery into the land of Israel. A major theme of the Torah is the nation of Israel being enslaved and the whole process of coming out of slavery and coming into the land of Israel. In a spiritual understanding, being enslaved represents our being enslaved by our desire to receive, only caring for ourselves. That's the enslavement, because it's keeping us enslaved, disconnected from having divine experience. And coming into the land of Israel represents reaching that state of unconditional love, of pure giving, of connection with God. So the simple reading of a nation of Israel enslaved coming into the land of Israel on a deeper meaning is all of human consciousness, our universal soul, going from the enslavement of our ego, of our desire to receive, of only caring for ourselves, and coming into the higher consciousness of unconditional love and truly loving outside of ourselves. So there's a teaching from the sages that the redemption did not come until Israel descended to the lowest level. So the simple reading of that, the way most people read that, is that we have an idea that Israel descended to the 49th level out of 50 of desire to receive. And if we would have gone any farther down, there would be no hope. And at that last moment, we were able to come out to reach the state of spiritual transformation, of truly loving, purely giving. But the way it's explained here is in some ways the opposite. That it's saying that to reach that 49th level, to descend to that low 49th level, is actually a very high thing. We had to attain the realization to the 49th level that we are enslaved to our desire to receive. Meaning in this understanding, by after doing so much spiritual work and spiritual practice, we finally, at the end of all of this spiritual practice, reach the very high spiritual level of the realization to the final degree that we're enslaved to our desire to receive, that we can't truly give, that we can't truly love, that we're not able to truly believe. And that realization of our lowness is what then allows us to be brought out of it. That coming to that level of awareness of how much we're enslaved to our desire to receive is actually a very high thing. That's what we're working towards. So in just in the way it's relating it here to the saying of the sages is a sort of a, it's an opposite way of way it's normally looked at. But it's showing us here that in order to come to the place of unconditional love and giving, we need to become aware of how far we are from that. And to cultivate and develop our understanding of that is actually the path of spiritual development, gaining more and more awareness of our desire to receive. It's a very high thing. That's what we're working on in order to be able to transcend that. Okay, so let's end for now and God willing, continue next time.